This is a dispatch from the Institute of Magical Historicity. These dispatches come in from across our worldwide network in New York, Zurich, Rochester, Prague, and San Francisco. They are written and read by Institute President Benjamin Wax and scored by the Dean of Aesthetics, Ariel Cruz. They have been peer-reviewed for accuracy by the Council of Three and fact-checked by Institute staff. For more information, visit magicalhistoricity.com. For sale. In a hip farm-to-table cafe in Prague sits a man who calls himself the Last Alchemist. It is a lie in the eyes of God, but not one that matters to most of the people he meets. He arrives in a tattered coat and patterned scarf and takes his place each morning at a small wooden communal table. He orders Italian coffees and small plates, stares out the window, and watches the world go by. He never reads in the cafe. Were he to read the things that interest him here, he says, the cafe would burn. Some people sit next to him by accident when the cafe is crowded, but rarely for long. Others come seeking him out, asking if alchemy can offer something to change their lives. To them, he will produce two small vials, one labeled Love and the other Romance. Choose, he will tell them. Both are for sale, but only one can be purchased. Some immediately know what they want, but most people protest and want to buy both. But this he will never allow. One, he explains patiently, is a poison. The other is its antidote. The reason you think you can have both is because you encounter them in nature, where they are diluted and impure, mixed with other things. But these are their essential forms, and at this potency, they are incompatible. The vial of love is green. The vial of romance is blue. He will not explain why. He knows that people expect them to be red. He will not discuss the differences between love and romance at any length, and he does not want to discuss the particulars of anyone's personal entanglements. He has two products that the world is looking for desperately, and he is not concerned about losing a sale. He will discuss poetry and literature with anyone who is passionate and informed about them. He will go on long digressions about Aristotelian ethics, the history of monarchy and of war, and fashion. Despite his appearance, he follows the major fashion houses closely. If asked, he will say he is just over 600 years old, but he prefers not to talk about it. No two people will pay the same amount for his potion. Some he will charge $10,000 in Bitcoin. Some he will demand $1,000 in gold. Some he will require 2 months' rent. Some a collection of precious gemstones. Once, and only once, at least in this place, he traded love for a kiss. He rarely negotiates. He rarely haggles. The price he charges is a reflection of who you are. If you could change that, you would probably not be buying this potion. Almost everyone arrives saying they want love, but when confronted with the choice, romance sells better by a margin of 3-1. We do not know what we want until we are confronted by it. The cafe never bills him for anything. The cafe owner once purchased a vial of love and instructs all his staff to give the man in the tattered coat and patterned scarf whatever he wants, and otherwise leave him alone. They are afraid of him, and bitter, because they are also forbidden to be his customers. They must quit their job to purchase his wares. They watch a few people each day sit hesitantly at his table, not quite believing that this is possible, and some leave again, deciding the price is too high or the exchange ridiculous. Most leave clutching a blue or green vial, their eyes on fire with the hope of salvation. The alchemist returns the next day as though nothing for him has changed. And indeed, the world seems exactly the same. Every generation since the modern era has suspected that they were to be the last, he once told a barista. It is the condition of the modern world to be constantly ending. Then he placed all the love and all the romance in his coat pocket and slipped out just before closing, as he does every night. This has been a dispatch from the Institute of Magical Historicity. The Institute is headquartered in San Francisco with major offices in New York, Zurich, Rochester, and Prague. Dispatches are released twice a month on iTunes, SoundCloud, and other services, with additional dispatches provided exclusively to Institute members. Dispatches cannot be taken for credit, but can serve as course prerequisites. The Institute is a signatory to the Johannesburg Protocols and is in no way affiliated with Benjamin Winter or his estate. For more information, including a selection of workshops, books, artifacts, and certifications in magical historicity, visit magicalhistoricity.com. You can support the Institute or become a member on Patreon at patreon.com/magicalhistoricity.